सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्
शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं
तपोवीक्षीणपापानां शान्तानां वीतरागिणां मुमुक्षूणामपेक्षोऽयम् आत्मबोधो विधीयते.
सो वी हैव कवर्ड अप टू वर्स नंबर 20. From verse number 18 to 23, Shankaracharya is explaining the nature of Atman. In verse number 17, it was said, Sada sarvagato api atmana sarvatra avabhasate. Sada, always, sarvagato, sarvagata means all pervading, api, atma. Atma is all pervading, it's everywhere. Na sarvatra avabhasate. But it is not shining everywhere. It is everywhere. It's all pervading. But it is not shining everywhere. Buddha eva abhaset. It is in Buddhi, it shines. Why it shines in Buddhi? Why not in gross body? Because it is subtle. Sun is shining everywhere, but on the earth there is no reflection. But in the water? Why? Water is subtler than earth. Similarly, buddhi is subtler than sthula sarir, gross body. So it shines into buddhi. Swachesu pratibimbavat, like in the mirror, in the clear mirror, you see your own reflection. Same way, it reflects. So what is the address of Atman? If you want to meet Atman, where you have to go? In your buddhi you have to go. There you will find. Then in verse number 18, Deha Indra Manobuddhi Prakritibhyo Vilakshana Tadvritti Sakshinam Vidyat Atmanam Rajavat Sada. Deha Indriya Manobuddhi. Shankaracharya has given this word. Deha, there is a sequence there. Deha, then Indriya, Mana, Buddhi. From gross to subtle. Deha is gross. Subtler than Deha is Indriya. Subtler than Indriya is? And subtler than mind is Buddhi. So what do you mean by subtler than? What is the meaning of subtler in Vedanta?
More pervading.
More pervasive. So, Deha, Indriya, Man should be under the control of Buddhi, because the Buddhi is subtlest. Deha, Indriya, Mano, Buddhi, Prakriti, they are all inert, they are all matter, they are all Prakriti. And all Prakriti, all matters are changing and perishable. Therefore, Deha, Indriya, Mano, Buddhi is also perishable, changing. Bilachanam, different from this matter. What is that? Tad vritti sakshinam. Tad vritti, vritti means function of tad. Tad means mana, buddhi, indriya and deha. Different from the functions of these four is the sakshina. Sakshina means the witness without taking any side. Sakshina is just sakshi. In its presence everything works. It's so powerful, only presence is needed. How? Rajavat sada. Rajavat, like Raja, when he enters the hall, activity starts. When Raja is not there, Sabban. Rajvasada. Similarly, when the Atman is there, all Deha, Indriya, Mana, Buddhi starts functioning. When Atman is not there, no more function of Deha, Indriya, Mana, Buddhi. Rajvasada. Vyapriteshu Indriyeshu Atma Vyapari Iv Avivekinam Drishyate Abresu Dhavasu Dhavan Iv Yathasasi Vyapriteshu. While functioning, when the equipments are functioning, Deha, Mana, Buddhi, Indriya, when they are functioning, Indriyeshu, all the sense organs, Atma, the Self, people think, Vyapari, it is transacting. Who is transacting? Atma is transacting. Who says this? Avivekinam, those who are aviveki, those who cannot differentiate between Atman and Anatma. Deha, Indriya, Mana, Buddhi is Anatma. Atma is Vilakshan, different from that. One who can differentiate, they will say, Atma is a Karta, then who is Karta? Anatma is Karta, but Anatma is inner. How it becomes Karta? In the presence of Raja, Atma, all Indriyas, Man, Buddhi, and they start functioning. So who is working, who is acting? Anatma. But we superimpose everything on Atma. Drishyate abresu dhavasu dhava nipsethase. Like abhresu, abhresu means clouds. Clouds are moving, but the moon is static there. But Abhiveki will say, because we are seeing through the cloud, clouds are moving, so we say, moon is also moving. Similarly, moon is not moving. Atman is not moving. What is moving? Cloud is moving. And cloud is equated to Deha, Mana, Indriya, Buddhi. These are moving. Atman is not moving. So we have to understand, we have to differentiate between Atma and Anatma. Then in verse number 20, Atma Chaitanyam Asritya Deha Indriya Manodhiya Swakiyarthesu Vartante Surya Lokam Yathajana. Atma Chaitanya Asritya. Atma Chaitanya, consciousness. Atman, which is of the nature of consciousness. Atma Chaitanya Asritya, depending on that. This Deha, Mana, Buddhi, and Indriya, they all depend on the consciousness of the Atman. Atma Chaitanya Asritya, Deha Indriya Manodhiya, Swakiyarthesu Vartante, Swakiyarthesu, in their respective activity. All of them have got different activities. Five organs of perception, five organs of action, mind and intellect, all of them have got the different function. They start doing their function. I will start seeing, ear will start hearing, mind will start thinking, and the buddhi decide. They will do their function. Vartante surya lokam yatha jana. Like surya. When the surya comes, when the sun comes out early in the morning, what happens? All janas, all people start working. Surya is not the doer. In the presence of the surya, people are working. Surya is not doer. And surya is not affected by the good work or the bad work of jana also. Similarly, apply on the Atman. Atman illumines all our thoughts. Atman gives sentience to all our senses, man and buddhi. So Atman is not affected by the functions, good or bad, of the Anatma. Anatma means body, indriya, man and buddhi. And we have proved many times, Atma is not affected by seeing red rose.
Yeah. eyes don't become red.
Brother, continue. The atma is not aware. We have to prove also. Very good. Now coming to the verse number 21.
Dehendriya gunan karmani. Amale satchidatmani. Adhyasantya vivekena. Gagane nilata divat. Dehendriya gunan karmani. Amale satchidatmani. Adhyasantya vivekena. Gagane nilata divat.
Again, deha indriya guna. Deha, body. Indriya, sense organs. All 10. 5 organs of perception and 5 organs of action. Gunan, its characteristics. Karmani, their function. Amale, satchit atmani. Amala means pure. Satchit atmani. Atmani, which has got 2 characteristics, is only taken. Sat and chit. Adhasanti, we superimpose. Avivekena, because we have not discriminated. Gagane nilatadivat, like in Gagan in the sky, we superimpose the blueness. This is the word meaning. Deha indriya gunan karmani amale satchidatmani. We superimpose this thing. The functions of the deha and indriya we superimpose on Atman. Why we do this? Avivekena, because we have not done the vivek, we have not discriminated. Gagane nilata adivad. So Atma is avikari, we have seen in all the previous verse. In the presence of Atman, everything is happening. But Atman is avikari, it's not modifying. There is no change in Atman. So now it is said, we see changes everywhere. First of all, we see the birth, we all are born. Then after that, after birth, we see childhood. Then different stages in life, adolescence, youth, old age. Changes happening. Then after that, all our sense organs, they are working. Hearing, seeing, mind is thinking, intellect is deciding, they all are doing. But everything is changing continuously. All working. How can you say I am abhikari? Continuously changing. Body is also changing. Mind, senses, everything is changing. How can I say I am abhikari? So it is said, no. We superimpose this on I. On Atman. We never say body is hungry. Body is walking. Do we say that? Body is unwell. Bimar ho gaya, Premal ji ke paas jana hai. I don't know what has happened, body is sick. Avivekena, we superimpose on that. Vedant said, it's wrong. Don't superimpose on the Atman. Atman is not vikari. Atman is not karta. Karta and vikar are all in anatma. Deha, indriya, man, buddhi, they are vikari. Adhyasanti, they superimpose. So when the word adhyasanti comes, superimpose, it is verb. So there must be some substratum, number one. So we call it in Sanskrit, substratum ko, what will you say? Adhisthan. Thoda thoda Hindi seekh lo.
Hindi ni Sanskrit hai.
Sanskrit, adhisthan. Adhisthan means substratum. Then superimposition, adhyastha. On adhisthan, we superimpose something. We call it adhyastha. And the process is called adhyas. Superimposing process is called adhyas. We are superimposing on substratum. What is substratum here? Atman is substratum. And what we are superimposing? Gunan, karmani of deha and indriya. We are superimposing on Atman. And how is that Atman? Amali, amal, pure. And Satchidatmani, only two aspects are taken here, Sat and Chit. So what is the property of the deha? Property of the six modifications, tattva-bodha. Asti.
Apakshiyate.
Vinashyati iti. So these are the modifications of the body. We are superimposing it on Atman. And then again, different activities we are doing. All the indriyas have got different functions. Seeing, hearing, touching, tasting, smelling. We are superimposing in. I am smelling, I am eating. Who is this I? This pure I is Amal Satchit Atman. But because of Abhivek, I am hungry. We don't say body is hungry. I am walking, really speaking. Can Atman walk? Kyon? Thasathas, you have to get that word, thasathas bara hua. Can't move. How can it move? Thasathas bara hua. But we are superimposing on the Atman, everything. I am going, I am hungry, I am unwell. We don't say body is unwell. Very good. Actually, all these functions relate to body. Deha, Indriya, Mana and Buddhi, they all relate to these. But we superimpose on Atman, I. Now when you see, let me give an example of Adhisthan and Adhyastha. What is Adhisthan? Subfratum. Adhyast, super. You see mirage water. In the desert, you see mirage water. What is Adhisthan? Substratum? Sand. And what is Adhyastha? The water. But you are seeing the water. Do you find the sand wet? Not affected. Sand is never wet. Similarly, Atman is Adhisthan, on which we are superimposing all the activities. Atman is not affected by the activities. Another way of proving it. Very good. But avivekena, we have adhyastha, we have superimposed because of the avivek. Avivek, we have not done the vivek. We have not differentiated between atma and anatma. Here, Shankaracharya is giving example, gagane neelatadivat, gagane. Gagan means space. Space is colorless. But we see today sky is clear. Blue sky. But on the early morning or at the time of sunset, you see the color on the sky. Different colors you will find. And we all say, Hare, how beautiful it is. It's orange, it's red, it's gray, gloomy. We all superimpose. Both of them are different. Color is different, space is different. If you go into the space, you won't find any color. But we superimpose. And how that has become? Because it is avivekena. So we have to differentiate. When it is covered, then it becomes one. Space is look like blue or orange. Because avivek, it has become one. Why it has become one? Because of the closeness. Because of the closeness, they have become one. And this avivek is coming from anadikal. And it is anirvachaniya, inexplicable. Coming from beginningless time. But the moment you do the vivek, gone. Khatam.
So we have to do the vivek. You see, there are only two things, atma and anatma. Anatma is jada and atma is chetan. Can there be a combination? Gurudev used to say, it's an unholy wedding. Kabhi ho nahi sakta hai. You cannot mix. Magal lagta hai, it appears that they have all become one. But vivek, you have to different. Atma is always asang, asang. Never contaminated, never gets attached to anything. Atma is always asang. Atma is pure. And what is impure? All anatma is impure. So thus, deha, indriya superimpose their karmani, their gunas on atman. So why it happens is the closeness, because of the closeness of the two, it happens. Deha, indriya and atman are very close. So they superimpose their quality on each other. Jaise hota na, we give an example. If you are in the company of a good person and bad person, because of the company, if you stay there for a long time, so you may get good and bad habits. We call it sangh dosh ho gaya. Because of the company, you go get these qualities. Very good. So all the activities relate to body, mind and intellect. Deha, indriya, man and buddhi. Atma, akarta. Not contaminated and never gets affected. Atma is abhikari. Bikar or modifications are all in the anatma only. And we have to differentiate. We are identified with the anatma. We think we are also always changing, perishable, and we superimpose it on atma. I, continuously we say that. Now the next verse.
Agyana manaso padhehe. Kartritvadini chatmani. Kalpante ambhugate chandre. Chalanadiyathambhasah. Agyanamanasopadhehe. Kartritvadini chatmani. Kalpante ambhugate chandre. Chalanadiyathambhasah. Agyanat manaso upadhe,
because of ignorance. Manaso upadhe, the mind which is upadhi. Upadhi means body, conditioning. The mind is also a body. Like gross body, we say subtle body. Mind is one part of the subtle body. So, manaso upadhe, subtle body. Kartitva adi ni cha atmani. Kartitva, doership. Adi. Adi means you can come say bhoktritva. Kartitva, bhoktritva, enjoyership, doership, enjoyership. What we do? Kartitva adi ni cha atmani. We superimpose. The doership is with the intellect. But we superimpose it on atmani. Kalpayante ambugate chandre chalnadi yathapad. Kalpayante, we attribute, we superimpose. Ambugate, ambug is in the water. When you see the reflection of moon in the water, ambugate chandre chalnadi yathambasah. Chalnadi yathambasah. When the water is there, if the water is pure, clean, then the reflection will be clean. When the water is dirty, the reflection also will not be that clear. But suppose you shake the water, make it wavy little bit. So what we'll see? The moon is also wavy, breaking. अज्ञानात् मानसोपाधे कृत्युतादिनि च आत्मनि कल्पयन्ते अम्बुगते चंद्रे चलनादि यथाम्बस. सिमिलरली व्हाट वी डू मनस उपाधि व्हाट एवर देयर फंक्शंस. व्हाट इज द फंक्शन ऑफ माइंड? संकल्प एंड बुद्धि निश्चयात्मिका बुद्धि. वेर इज द डूअरशिप? इंटेलेक्ट. ऑलवेज रिमेंबर doership is always in the intellect. So this represents the kartrut adi, the enjoyership and the doership, which reside in the buddhi. We superimpose that on atmani. Kalpayante ambugate chandre chalnadi yathambasa. Like we see in the, ab you take a three buckets. In one bucket, it's empty. Can you see the reflection of the moon? No water. Second is the clear water is there. You see the reflection. Third, water is dirty. You see the reflection, but it's not as clear as the one other. You move the water, you see the moon as breaking or moving. So we have also superimposed kartritadi on the atmani. If we superimpose kartritadi on the atmani, that means what we are saying? Atma is
the doer.
Atma is doer. But atma
is akarta.
You have to always remember atma is akarta, akarta, akarta. But we are superimposing on the atman. Very good. Now, when you see the reflection of the moon in the dirty water, do you think the reflection become dirty? No. Lagta hai that the reflection has become dirty, but we have superimposed, that's all. Reflection never becomes dirty. If reflection doesn't become dirty, then how the original, if the pratibimb cannot become dirty, how can the bimb become dirty? If the reflection of the moon is not dirty, then how can the real moon can become dirty? Kabhi nahi ho sakta. Pratibimb. But we are superimposing on that. Similarly, in the mind, lots of thoughts are coming, continuously coming. We superimpose it on Atman, but the Atman is never affected by it. Now, coming to the practical side of this, in practical life, what is this water and what is this kartritadi? Mind is water. And kartitva bhoktitva is the movement of the water. In practical life, mind is water. Kartitva bhoktitva are the waves, the movements in that water. And we are superimposing on the reflection of consciousness. In the same mind, we have got reflection on the consciousness. Reflection of consciousness is there in the mind. That we have already seen. In Buddha, the reflection is received. And we are superimposing on the reflection of consciousness. It cannot be on the reflection of consciousness. There cannot be any movement in the reflection of the consciousness. There is no dualship in the reflection of consciousness. Or the consciousness. Very good. Then, with upadhi, we can say we become limited. Like the moon, when the reflected moon is seen in the bucket, we feel it is limited in that bucket. If the water is not there, reflection is not there. Similarly, in the body, we have got the reflection and we feel limited because of the upadhi and the thoughts. Because that consciousness illumines all our thoughts. We feel limited. But once we come to know that we are not reflection of consciousness limited in this bucket only, we are that bimba, not pratibimba. When you come to know that you are not pratibimba, you are not limited in this body, then there will be a sea change. Now the question comes, acha, samaj mein to aata hai example se. Can you give logic? Logic se batao kuch. Prove it. That the Atma is asanga, avikari, not affected. Shankar ji said, okay, batate hain, abhi batate hain aapko. Chalo, padho. Next look.
रागे इच्छा सुख दुखादि रागे इच्छा सुख दुखादि बुद्धो सत्यं प्रवर्तते बुद्धो सत्यं प्रवर्तते सुषुप्तो नास्ति तन्नाशे सुषुप्तो नास्ति तन्नाशे तस्मात् बुद्धेस्तु नात्मनः तस्मात् बुद्धेस्तु नात्मनः
Now Shankaracharya is proving. He is doing one pratigya. What is that pratigya? Buddhestu na atmana. This is the last part you will find. Buddhestu na atmana. He is going to prove that these things relate to buddhi, not to atman. This is pratigya he is going to prove. He says, rag, icha, sukh, dukh, adi. What is this adi will come? Rag, attachment, icha, desire, sukh, joy, dukh, sorrow, adi. Buddhau satyam pravartate. Buddhau, when buddhi functions, buddham satyam pravartate, when buddhi is functioning, then these things are there. Rag, icha, sukh, dukh. But he says, susuptav nasti tannase. In susupti, it is not there. Is that not our experience in susupti? There is no rag, icha, dvesh, sukh, dukh. Nothing is there. Tasmat, therefore, they relate to buddhi, not atman. So, rag, icha, sukh, dukh, adi, they are seen when the mind is awake. When the mind is not awake, it's not there. You see, in three states, atman is always present. In awake, dream and deep sleep, atman is always present. But the mind in waking state is 100%. In dream state it is subconscious. And in deep sleep, it's not there.
Not there, missing.
If rag, dvesh, icha, sukh relates to atman, then the atman is present in all three states. In that case, in deep sleep also it should be there. But our experience says, it's not there. In susupti bhi nahi hai. Like when we see a smoke on the mountain, we immediately say, there is a fire. Because we have seen the relationship between fire and smoke in the kitchen. Apply same thing. We know the now the relationship of rag, icha, sukh, dukh, krodh, kam, moh, mad, matsar, adi. These all are present when I am awake. And when we go to the deep sleep, it's not there. Therefore, it relates to
mind,
not Atman. Who am I?
I'm Atman.
Now I am going to tell you is the greatest relaxant given by Vedanta. If you come to know that these all relates to mind, and you are not mind, they all belong to mind. देखो कितना मन हल्का हो जाएगा. Greatest relaxant given by Vedanta. Understand it. It's not related to Atman. Who are you? I'm Atman. And these all belong to Sukh, Dukh, all belongs to
mind.
It will come. Sukh, Dukh will come. I can't stop it. Very good. So what is the practical thing? Do your duty unattached. Duty aapko karna hai. Whatever duty is given by the Lord to you, that duty you have to do, but unattached. Sukh dukh will come, it relates to the mind. Aane do usko. I am different from the mind. That understanding should be there. Then there will be relaxation. Even if the raag dvesh is there, don't take it to the heart. They belong to mind. But don't take it to the heart. Suppose a person has got a bull. Does he say, I am bull? Similarly, the raag dvesh is owned by me. But I will not say raag and dvesh. Atman doesn't have this raag and dvesh. It's the property of mind. Number two, you are different from the mind. When you are standing on the seashore and see a boat going up and down according to the waves, do you also start jumping on the shore up and down? No. So let the mind go up and down. You watch it. You watch the mind. Why should we jump up and down? That is the function of mind. One senior Mahatma went to a junior Mahatma. Junior Mahatma means young in age. He went and said, for many, many years I am trying to cleanse my mind. But I am not successful. I can't say all this to the public. But I am telling you, kya ho gaya? I have done so much of sadhana. So the young Mahatma, he brought two granite stones, black in color, and started rubbing. Soda, sabun, sab lagaya, it's trying to clean that black granite. Sada hota hi nahi hai, kala hi hai. So, if you try to work on your mind, to usko clean karna hai, the sukh dukh you have to remove, it will never happen. Thoughts will be always there. And when the thought is there, either it is sukh swarup or dukh swarup, it will continue like that. Don't own it. And if you want to control your mind, do samadhamma. What is samma? What is dhamma? Sam is the control of indriya. Huh. What is sam? Sam is control of mind. Dham is control of senses. So if you control your mind and senses, then you can control your mind. You practice that. But you have to practice. It requires effort. You have to train. Like you learn riding bicycle. It requires effort. Similarly, the mind requires effort. If you apply this, it will happen. Ragdesh will remain. Don't own it. Do your duty unattached. Control your mind by sama and dhamma. You have to put in effort. It will give result. So raga, dvesh, sukh, dukh belongs to
mind.
And I am different from?
Mind.
I am different from mind. Practice it. That is the vivek you have to do. 100% rag dvesh will not be over. So long the mind is there, there will be rag and dvesh. But don't own it. Uska hai property, rehne do usko. I am different from it. And we can control rag dvesh by sam and dhamma.
Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om
Hari Om. I think you were all there in Sunday class, but the Sanskrit course is tonight at 9:30 p.m. our time. So those of you who have not registered, you may want to register on the chinfo.org by Dr. Arun Khanna.
Good, put the chairs back.